Anyways, the Vart here and the Maila, especially of starting with the Kutubran, which already just like, you know, like it's like almost a narrative of like, as anyone who went to a regular yeshiva was fed the narrative of there's ikrei alimud, there's meat and potatoes, and then there's dessert, right? This is almost just an aggressive breakdown of that narrative. And I'm not even talking in like how much time you're doing X versus how much time you're doing Y. That it's not negeya, meaning no breastlover ever like sat and cried about like, oh no, it's too much of this or too much of that. Why does to serve Hashem between us and befrat, you know, on bechavivusa talia milsa, like the Rebbe said, you know, and brought down from in Teres HaMechalef, Rav Shimon Baruch Hoy said, but the Rebbe brought down Teres HaMechalef, on bechavivusa talia milsa, that tachziku atzmeichem biyachad, like he said at the end of his life, to hold on together. And that's the way it's going to work. And he said, "If you're machzik biyachad, then you know ani imchem. I'll be amongst you." So just to start off the Kutamaran, to get in that headspace, and to infuse the rest of the day with the koyach tzaddik, believing in our limud, believing in our limudim, believing in limud gemara, limud halacha, limud kabbalah, just. You mitchaber to Hashem all day, every reg of Lima Torah, and every cup of coffee, and every time you have to step out and take a phone call from your wife, and every time you get into a conversation about chves something stupid, but for that dumb conversation to be infused with the Koach HaTzadik is the goal. That's the goal, and to attain that goal is to start off the day with the Maran. Start off the day with the Rebbe, and where's the Rebbe? Rebbe's in the Sefer. Poshit. Rebbe's in the Sefer. Rebbe's in the Kutamaran. The Seichel of the Tzaddik. Person wants Rebbeinu, like you know, he was once. Honestly, I don't like to assume, like Rebbeinu, the Rebbe, Rav Nachman. I'm just gonna go with the Rebbe because you all signed up. For a koila that was, did we? I don't even know if we branded it as a wrestler koila so much, but whatever. I'm not. I am generally very sensitive. I don't like when people put their rabbi on me. Oh, the rebbe. And I go, who are you talking about? I don't know who the rebbe is. You know, some whatever, some that. But you all signed up, so you're stuck. So the rebbe was going from one place to another to be Sandik, and he was traveling by boat to get from one side of the river to the other. Forgot the name of the river, the Borg, maybe. And the boat driver's name was Yasala, and the Rebbe was with Rav Nosson. It was the Rebbe, Rav Nosson, and Yasala going to this bris. And after the Nisiya, Yasala was going around saying, I saw the Rebbe. And like he was mamish, like, being misspoiled, like I saw the Rebbe, Ad Kedikach, like it got back to Rebbeinu that Yosla was like going around, like it was like a hack, I guess. Everyone was like, you know, oh, Yosla was, I saw the Rebbe, got back there, Ad Kedikach, got back to Rebbeinu. Rebbeinu goes, you think Yosla really saw me? Meaning to say, you decided to see the Rebbe, to learn the Kutamaran, to understand what he wants from us, and the Eitzis of the Kutamaran. And the Eitzis, Iker Eitzis, the Eitzis Adas of how to be a Jew, and to know what it means to be a Jew, how to think, the Muna, to think, to know that Hashem's Nimtza, to walk with Hashem, to live with Hashem. And the only way to get there, we already see this in the Keser Shem Tov, Baal Shem Tov HaTayra, Esther Spalman, many, many, many times, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said, that bizmanenu efsher ela yedei tzaddik. It can't be done. And this is for ourselves. This is not to then say, oh, but hey, doesn't he have? We don't know. And adarava, everyone has the tzaddik. If you're a Jew, everyone has Moshe Rabbeinu sof kol sof. If If you say Shema Yisrael, you have the tzaddik. But we want to be mitchaber and to go deeper and deeper and deeper with Zichron Hashem, Zichron HaEmes. And the only way is Aidei Tzaddik, Aidei Likutei Moran, the Torahs of Likutei Moran, the Torahs of Likutei Moran, which is a sefer that's deep and that's super, super hard and requires a legitimate amount of time and effort and hak and tact, strategy, legitimate strategy to understand and to unravel and to pick apart and to figure out. It's a puzzle and it's fun. It's very fun, very, very fun puzzle, because you're engaged and you're not just engaged for the hour and a half or so that we're going to be sitting here. You're engaged because if you want to understand part of understanding a Maimer and Likutei Moran, we're going to pick a long, difficult Maimer and Likutei Moran that we're going to spend a significant amount of time on this year. If you want to understand the Maimer and Likutei Moran, it's impossible unless you're Mekayim the Maimer. It's impossible. It goes hand in hand. No, you can't understand the Likutei Moran al yedei seichel levad. It's impossible. It goes hand in hand with kiyum. If you're not mekayim it, you cannot possibly understand the Torah. It's impossible, because the ikar klal of understanding the Likutei Moran, of learning Likutei Moran, is what's called kesher maimer. That the maimer has to be mekosher from the beginning of the maimer to the end of the maimer. And then from the end of the maimer to the beginning of the maimer. Mirosh ad soif, ad soif ad rosh. And in order for that to be a reality, an actual reality, for all the noisim to be mitchaber, for them to become, everyone here knows Hebrew, right? Like a basic, even just a basic Hebrew. My guy, where'd you grow up?
Chicago.
Nice. So okay, I was assuming, because you're in Beit Shemesh now, that like you, because he's Beit Shemesh, he grew up here. Okay, but you have a basic Hebrew, basic mitchaber. For a person to really connect to the mimer in a genuine way is the whole kesher mimer, and for that to be a reality, you have to live with it and walk with it, and you know, I don't know. Now I'm conjuring up in my brain like old TV shows and movies I've seen. Like they gave, like there's like a college or high school class of like a couple, and they have like a baby, like a fake baby they're walking around with, that they have to like take care of this fake baby, like. Mamish me'in zed, if you're walking with the mimer, and we're not going to get the mimer the first time, or the second time, or the third time. You have to walk with it and take care of it, to mekayim it in your house, and on your way to koilel, and in the makolet, and when you're learning, and you know, in the mikvah, and in davening. So again, the kiyum is the way to come to the saga. And the real way to be mekayim it, and to have the shtoltz to be mekayim it, because again, it's weird to be happy. It's like not normal to be like smiling and walking around happy. That's a weird thing, right? Like I heard this comedian once who said of Vart, great Vart, call him social commentator if we will. He said I was in therapy. He said I have depression, so I was in therapy. And I walked out of therapy. I saw this guy walking the streets smiling. I thought to myself, this guy needs therapy. I don't understand. Why am I? I'm the normal one. I wanted to yell at this guy, do you not know what's going on in the world? How are you happy? Do you not know there's issues and there's problems and life is Gehenna? Do you not understand that? Like, I'm the normal one. And that's the kiyum of a Likutei Moran. So hard to, for a person, let's say, like, let's take one example, basic classic Breslov example, Nekudas Toivas, right? Resh Pei Beis, like anyone who hears Breslov thinks bumper sticker, Nekuda Tova, like you have one good point, I don't know, whatever, like the Coca-Cola version of Breslov, right? The branded classic version of Breslov is like, you have Nekuda Tova, so it's good, like. But to be mechayim nekuda tova, you have to be an absolute psycho. Like, to be mechayim, mesameich yourself, chiyus, gadol me'od. Because why? He went a week without learning Torah. Let's really paint the real picture. Not like a guy who's like a David and like, he went a week without learning Torah, a week in Barbados, you know, let's say, or whatever. No, a week without leaving a Torah. And now it's like Sunday already of the next week. This is Reish Bebez. I'm not Beli Guzmos. Rav Nosson's from the highest Dargis to the lowest Dargis. Let's talk Amiti, you know. A week without leaving a Torah, it's the next week. Reish Bebez. The marching order of Reish Bebez is now. So guys, especially a person like Yerushalayim, that it's the tachas hakadusha right now to be ba'atzus, to beat myself up, but to kill myself over the fact that a week without leaving a Torah, like, they throw in the towel. Not throwing the towel, obviously, because that's like looks bad, and like we want our wives to respect us, and like the people around us to like actually hold of us. But like, I'm not saying throwing towel lagamre, but like whatever, to be batsuv, to be porik from like real avoda. That's our inclination. We think that's Ratzon Hashem. The Rebbe says, no. You learned a Mishnah a week ago, last Sunday. You have to be mechai yourself. Sameach yourself. That's nuts. That's crazy. The only way to be mechayim such a thing is to do it b'chabura, to know that you're with other crazy people, to know that there are people being mechayim, and to normalize it. That's what we're doing. This is the onan b'chavivus of Talia Milsa, is to normalize that, to normalize the etzis of Rabbeinu, to normalize living lifnei Hashem, sitting at your table, kitchen table, eating an omelet with Hashem. It's also same idea. That's normal. We're normalizing that. That's the koyach hachabura, the frat when it comes to the etzes of Rabbeinu, that you need, essential. You need it besides for the fact that you have chaverim and people to talk things out with. That's already shlav beis. Shlav aleph is just communal normalization of the etzes of Rabbeinu, so that we can live with the Ribbon Shalom b'simcha healthily in our normal lives as people who want to be bevarer the bria, misakin the entire bria, mechaber your makom tamid to the Eibishter, mechaber ruchni and gashmi always. Then we need to be bechabur achas, and then additionally to be able to schmooze things out with friends. I happen to have a chabura. It's just they're all in America. All my friends are in America. I married a yeshivish girl, so we got schlepped to Arze Bira. All my friends like went to Queens after YU and like started working. They're all oiv de Hashem, whatever. They're all happen to be breslev. We have a chabura, shoes things out. We have a problem. We call each other. We talk things out. That's shlav beis. Shlav beis is you have a friend. Yeah, I have one friend who's holier than me, who's able to tell me, chi, chazek, you could do it, chatzois, yala, nimur, learn more. I need that. I have one friend, not less holy than me, but who's telling me, you have to be mitziuti, you have to be normal. Why are you learning on your family vacation when everyone's in the pool? You have to be mitchaber, you have to be yored, you have to be normal. The Rebbe wants you to be normal. I have friends on every end of the spectrum. You have to have a group of chaverim, so you see the full gamut of the Rebbe of kula kodesh l'Hashem, and the Rebbe's tzad hasheni of you have to be yoyred, yirid l'tachas aliyah, dafka, b'kavona, not stam. You ended up eating, you know, three portions of dinner when you really should have had two. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying yirid b'kavona, b'ktusha, to be mevar the bria, to be in your place, not to be chas v'shalom oyle and to riba or, right? Which is riba or is a concept of person who's not living in his lane, person who's not really understanding his shlichus in the world, and you know he's going on a walk on Shabbos with his wife, and he's slugging the Likut Maran with him. That's not normal. It's not necessarily normal. Right, we want to also be mitchaber to our place and live in our lane. So to have friends on every end of that spectrum, Ishlav Beis is the second milas, and also kef, right? Also kef. Gishmak to have friends who are open, to freedom of people, normal people, people who understand the bria and aren't afraid of aren't afraid of the world. It's just able to, you know, whatever, unbutton and enjoy a little bit, you know. That's the Shlav Gimel. So that's really the Ikar Koyach HaChabura. And that's why we're starting off the day like that. Such a powerhouse move to start off the day, Likutei Moran. There were years where I was comfortable with that. There were years where I, like, the Baal Musar in my heart was like, you got to start off the day. Shtarka, Malacha say there. Mole Kriso, I don't know, Bilbulin. Today, it's a schus. We're able to sit here again, that Shlav Aleph, right? To sit here and to know, this is a wonderful L'chatchila de Galay to start off in a healthy oifen, in a healthy way, and to be kind of the seichel of the Rebbe in one specific maimer in Likutei Moran. So, with that said, I think we could jump in if everyone's ready. If everyone has Likutei Moran, I don't think we have to worry in this base medrash about Likutei Moran. But if you want to, like, I don't know, color code or underline or circle or notes or paste. Happens to be, they didn't make a lot of space for notes in these things. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's tight. It's tight, it's tight. But if you want, bring your own Likutei Moran.
Say that a person needs to really be mekayem in order to understand the Rebbe's time.
Yeah.
But what if he even just... What if he's not Zohar?
Should I tell this guy to be quiet?
No.
Because I have the koach to. We're paying. No, I just want to remind myself that I have the koach to. I'm not going to, obviously.
That's not disturbing me.
Well, yeah, I'm the only one. Yeah, okay. Go ahead. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
What if a person, though, is not Zohar to be Mekayimit, but he learns it and he deeply respects it, and he has a bikkur to be Mekayimit?
Yeah.
At least, could he experientially understand it through that?
I think your question is coming from... I think your question is coming from a place of, like, you're thinking, like, there are two types of Eitzes in Likutei Moran. There's Eitzes Maisius, like, do this, do that, do this, and do that. And then there are Eitzes of Das, of, let's say, again, classic Breslov Chizik, right? Chizik, everyone, breast of chizik. Then that's kiyam also. Person who's mitchazik, that's being mekayim the Torah of the Rebbe. And you'll see, as we learn, most of the eitzes are eitzes hadas, are how to be mesakin our machshava. Meaning, let's take one step back, even for a second. One step back, right? What's chasidus in general, right? What's chasidus in general? Ikir the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, right? Which is great. The Saba Rabba of Rabbeinu, right? The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, the great grandfather of Nachman. What's Chasidus? Chasidus, Be'ikr. Be'ikr, like by far Be'ikr, is Tikkun HaDa'as. Tikkun HaMachshava. How a Jew is supposed to think. This was the Tzaddikim. This is what a Yid is. A Yid is Koyach HaMachshava. That your brain, your physical, squishy, pink brain in this world, in your super physical messed up goof in this world, seeing what it sees, and I'm not even talking about seeing bad things, I'm not even just talking about seeing an empty reality. Empty of what? You want to take a guess? Empty of? Empty of Hashem, or Alokus, if you want to be like more Hasidish about it, like Elokos, or empty of Dveikis, or empty of, and then fixing that brain, getting that brain to be Zoicher Hashem more and more and more and more. And Zikach HaDas, Zikach HaMachshava, that's what the Baal Shem Tov is about. So your question about what if you're not Mekayim the Eitzes, but you want to be, or you connect to it on a technical Ratzon level, then I feel like that problem is more. Like the Rebbe says, like, you have to do right? Let's take an extreme example, right? The Rebbe says, the Lashon of Rabbeinu is Sha'ah his Boidudus, right? An hour of his Boidudus. Right? So a person can have Chalisha Das, especially from what I said about the Ikr is the Kiyum, and if you Mekayim look at the Moran, if you're not Mekayim, you can't understand it. The person thinks, oh no, I don't do a Sha'ah's Boidudus, then I'm not, I can't be Mekayim look at the Moran. That's an eighth of what you should be doing. And I'm not even getting into, okay, but also 10 minutes is good, but also 4 minutes is good, but also 4 seconds is good, but also just an anocha is good, just a korecht to Hashem is good. Sure, all that is true. Yes, 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 and yes. Right? But the ikkar of the korecht chavura, the ikkar of the lakut ha'maran is tikkun hadas. That's what it means to be mekayem. And each
mimer, but sometimes you go through something, and when it's happening, you're not in that level of mind.
Oh well, that's part of the system. That's part of the system. Part of the system is you forget the Torah. That's part of the system. You can't. I mean, you read the Tachas Aliyah,
but that doesn't necessarily mean that you won't understand it. That you won't understand that because maybe at least you have the tshuka and you have the yearning to be mekayim and live that way. Even though when it comes down to it, I get a little messed up, but.
When it comes down to, we get a lot messed up. Yeah, when it comes down to, we get a lot messed up. We're Bali Taima, we're massive Bali Taima. We care about kavod. I mean, I'm not even talking about food. Like, most primally, we want just people to, right? It's El, right? Kavonis El, Taravav, which we're not going to learn. Taravav is Kavonis El. Look at the Maran, Taravav, Kavonis El. Right, the whole Torah is about getting out of kavod. The most primal desire of a human being is to be honored or respected or recognized or seen and to become something, right? And any time you're in that space, you're forgetting about the Ram. And we're always in that space. So we're part of the system is falling. And your question already is the answer, which is just, you have to just want it. In that space... And really, in every space, you have to want to be mekayem of the maimer, and the more you're building that ratzon to be mekayem of the maimer, the more you will. Meaning, even tzaddikim were noifel. It's impossible, right? The yiridas letzarech aliyah, to have a real aliyah, you need yirida. No one's potter from that. No one's potter from that. The Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, the Tzar Kaddish, tells us had a yirida. What was his yirida? He forgot the yichud of Ir V'Kaddish once, and the entire world almost was burnt into oblivion. Almost Thanos, I'm sorry. anyone marvel, I'm sorry, that's my own, to be honest. Almost, the whole world was almost completely obliterated and destroyed because he forgot a yichud once. I mean, it's a part of the, and our job is to shorten the gap of that yirida. But it's always going to be there. It's impossible to avoid. Part of the kiyum is to shorten that gap, it's adraba. Your question is so good. Meaning, shorten that gap, it's becoming more comfortable with the fact that the yirida is a tzar halia. It's becoming more comfortable with the fact that yirida is part of the system. Unavoidably part of the system. If your whole life is like, I can't be yared, it will never work. It can't be like you're... What if I'm not mekayim? If a person's nervous at that, oh no, I'm gonna fall. It's just not gonna work. So with that, we'll jump in. All right, this is my halach. I learned Rav Kimek for a long time, and this is the halach I was mekabel with the Maran. I don't have a Torah picked out that we're gonna do. Again, each Torah is a palace. This is a piece of shtickl and chai Maran. Rebbe says that each turn of the Maran is like a palace. And actually, tripped out. I give Shirim on Nun Vav for a while. And I gave Shirim this weird, very weird mahalach. I had this like thought to give Shirim this very weird mahalach of like two people had a conversation. It was just me. And like the Yisrael was like a tour through a palace. Anyways, based on the shtick on the Maran. And the Rebbe says in Chai Maran, each Torah is a palace, and the more you work through the Torah, you see the yoifi of the palace. And our job is to build ourselves a palace hadas, a wonderful place to live in our brains, and to fix the world, to live in a world, an oilam hamitukan, fix the world. Well, you grew up with the test or with the self. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Same. It changes, right? I'm finding, like, the... He went to Chadarim and stuff.
Yeah. So, like, more American.
More American? I didn't know there was more American already when you were growing up. But I feel like more of l'chapping, like the even in the chadarim they switch back and forth. I feel like it's not like
the Israeli one
that they switch back and forth. It's like there's no rhyme or reason to it. Kivak also is always switching back and forth. Anyways, to live in an olam mesukan is to work together through a Torah and to build that palace together. And for that reason, I don't like to come in. There are a few Torahs in Kutum Aran that I know very well that I spent a lot of time on. I don't want to do those Torahs. Many, many Torahs in here that I never did. And I'm talking the long Mamarim. I don't want to do the small guys. Right now, the Torah Zmanis is giving Shirim on Ayin Gimel and Chaf Hei Tinyona together, I think, right? Mm-hmm. The second Chelek in the Kutum Aran is two Chalakim. So the second Chelek in the Kutum Aran, there's the Torah Chaf Hei and Torah Ayin Gimel are on Tehillim and Nispoidah. I don't want to do Torah Zmanis. So those are shorter Torahs. And I want to pick a Maimer together. I want to start at the beginning because I'm not the teacher here. The Rebbe is the teacher. The Seichel of the Rebbe. And Rav Nosson is the teacher. So I don't want to like be your tour guide here at all. A little bit. Meaning to say, like, I want to be like that annoying kid who's at the front of the line, like a little bit read up on the... Say you're going to the Louvre or something. Anybody know the Louvre?
France,
thank you. I was like in Rome, I don't know. If you're going to the Louvre or something, like one like smarter kid, like read up a little bit on it before, thinks he knows what he's talking about, like telling his parents, like, oh, that's Francois based painting, and they're like, well, you're so smart. So I'll be that little kid, who kind of thinks he knows what he's talking about, but there's really a tour guide here, who's going to bring us on the journey to the Rebbe and Rav Nosson. And in us doing the Maimer, then I'll also, very importantly, try and give over the Mahalach of how to learn the Kutum Aran, also giving it over for myself, also giving it over for you, because, again, it's a very hard sefer, and there is meaning to say, people sometimes get into the Kutum Aran and get into Breslov, and because it's very open, because it's very olami, and it's such a hot, like buzzy thing right now, Breslov and Uman or whatever, it's sort of like a hush of cool thing now. So now people think like, oh, Breslov, it's so open, and like everyone has their own way in the Kutum Aran, and like you can just understand it however you want, and people have that kind of general understanding of Hasidus in general. It's just not true. It's not true. It's false. There is a very specific way to learning Likutei Moran, learning a Torah, and understanding a Maimer. The Rebbe is trying to say something specific. And there are many Dargas, of course. I'm not saying this is the way. There are many, many, many Dargas. Meaning, there was a Breslover Chassid a long time ago who grew up like a real, real Masmid, Litvish Masmid, and became a wrestler, and he told his chavir, and he said, I'm very jealous that you guys see Likutei Moran as Avodas Hashem. He goes, I see Likutei Moran as a patron to sugyas that I never understood in Shas before. Mm-hmm. Rav Avram Sternhart used to give Likutei Moran shir with Eitz Chaim. That's also derech understand the Kabbalah. There's many dargas in Likutei Moran. But there's also a mahalach, a very specific mahalach, to get to those dargas. There's a road map, and there are many levels to that map, right? There are greater explorers of the treasure that lies deep in the oitzer of Yirat Shamayim, like the Rebbe called himself, I'm a treasure of Yirat Shamayim. There are many, many dargas. There's the highest, the Indiana Jones darga of like the deepest, most, the biggest mechapes of the Quran, and then there's also on our level, but there is a specific way. Likutei Moran, learning Likutei Moran, so I'm going to try my best to give over that way of how to learn Likutei Moran. But Lamaisa, whatever Torah we're going to do, I'm just fair warning, I have no idea what the Rebbe is saying. And that's like the Hanacha. So I'm not like I'm not shtelling anything, any wisdom, any whatever. We're all going to work together to try and understand the good Gemara. And if I think you're wrong, then I'm going to tell you, you're wrong. This is not what the Rebbe is saying. I'll say it nicely. I'll try and say it nicely. Sometimes it's just not patient and just I won't say it nicely. But I'll know when it's wrong, and then I'll know if I have no idea if it's wrong, but I won't know if it's right until I know it's right. And that's the chippus and the bakasha of wanting to change our lives. In the or Torah's Rabbeinu, or look at the Maran to daven with Simcha, to daven with Chiyus. To daven with Chiyus, to daven lifnei Hashem, to exploit this. That's like gets you in just a good brain space, and to eat like slowly, patiently, to really enjoy eating. Because you know, like, this is awesome. I'm doing great things right now by eating. Like, I'm being mala, whatever, malanitzotos, which right now sounds like, oh, malanitzotos, but it's very real, it's very true, it's realer than what's happening here. Malanitzotos, it's like the realest possible thing in the world. When a Jew eats food, even if you're the lowest level, it's your malanitzotos. When a goy, or Balsham the Kodesh, when a goy eats food, I had a housekeeper, Judith. When Judith ate food and then cleaned my house, she was also, there was also a nitzitz that was oil, meaning, and a Jew is mal nitzitz, when a Jew eats, sorry, he's mal nitzitz, that's very real. Right now it sounds, oh, mal nitzitz is like, what, that's like, not a makubal. You don't have to be a makubal. You have to have a munah, right? You have to have a munah. So the orator is the Rabbeinu to change our whole lives, whatever mimer we pick. Which I don't know which mimer.
The Baal Shem Tov says that even a goy that eats,
even a goy that eats and mishoris a yid with the koyach of the Michael, even without kavana, of course, Judith didn't have kavana.
The mela, because that's
the mela, using the koyach of the Michael to help a Jew. There's a nitzot tzatzayla. There's a nitzot tzatzayla.
Really?
Thank you for sharing. And to change our shalom bayis, to change the way we learn. Much we enjoy learning. Everything gonna change. How happy we are when we do a mitzvah. Just to do mitzvahs. Do we do mitzvahs? Are we doing mitzvahs? Are we giving tzedakah? Are we dafka giving tzedakah because it's a mitzvah? Mitzvahs are like powerhouses, sources of incredible energy. Like, are we doing that? Like, not necessarily. Like, when I'm like, when I'm getting something down off the shelf, like the paper towels off the shelf, because like we ran out of paper towels, and I'm like filling the paper because I don't want to be a schlamazel, like just like schlumpy husband who's like on the couch, like, and I like see the paper towels are empty, so I like get up with Zrizis and I go get the paper towels and I put the paper towel thing in. Like, am I mechaying myself that I did a mitzvah? Like, just did a mitzvah. I was misaking my home. That's a mitzvah. To just change the way we see everything, or the Torah, whatever Torah we're doing, or that Torah. And each Torah, I'm sorry, there's so much Akdama. It's not really Akdama, because this is really how we're going to understand any mimer, just the framework of understanding any mimer. Each Torah, what we're really being koine in each Torah, in each mimer, is a new dictionary. Let's say, right now I opened up the Torah Samech. That's what I did this past year with Chabura at nights. So I opened up the Torah Samech. Really, what I opened up to is a new dictionary. A dictionary called Lukut Maran Torah Samech. It's a dictionary. We are changing. Right now, my brain language is, I'll just a few words, yeah? And I won't be so harsh on myself. I'll try and also say nice things about myself. Right now, my brain language is hungry, tired, jet lag, happy. Happy I daven shachris. Didn't daven musaf yet. We'll get there, mitzvah Hashem. Happy I daven shachris. Happy I brought my kids to Gan and to Cheder today. Right? That's my brain language right now. What we're going to do, what each Torah does, is to change that whole brain language. So now happy is going to be called, let's say again, samach, whatever. Atik, tikune atik. That's going to be happy. Like, I mean, and again, we're not going around telling my wife's gonna tell you, or your friends gonna be like, hey buddy, you're non-breast liver friend, hey dude, how you doing? Oh, I'm an atik. No, we're not talking about that. We're not We're not. That's riba ar, right? This is a beini uvein koini, bein chaburi. Is that a word? Chaburi? No, it's not a word. Beini uvein. It is.
Whatever works.
Beini uvein chabura. The chabura to be able to develop this language and with my own brain and with the Rabbona Shalom, with the Rebbe and in his Boidus, to create a new language that we're going to approach everything with this new dictionary and this new language. And we're going to now have, because again, sorry to take another step back, but the Koach, Torah HaTzadikim, where there's so many Torah HaTzadikim, so many Sifrei HaTzadikim, Baal Shem Tov and Talmidov, right? Reb Leibish is mentioned more and more in Nayim. There's Baal Shem Tov al Torah, Noam Eli Melech. What did you say, Mar V'Shemesh, you said? Mar V'Shemesh. There's Mar V'Shemesh. There's so many different... The Magad HaKadosh, right? There's so... The Toldos. There's so many different Sfarim and Zberim. What is that? Why do we need so much? And what's it all there for? Those are called Tzimtzumei Hadas, right? The Eibish, the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hashem is such a big concept. Avoid this Hashem. Just tell a guy, serve Hashem, or learn Torah. What's Avoid this Hashem? What's Yiddishkeit? Learn Torah. Or Chassidisha, Dveikis, right? So those concepts are massive. And therefore, we can't be Mekayim, then we don't have Kalim to be Mekayim those things, right? Because Kalim really are our translation system, our language. How does that translate into my life? So Dveikis, I'm sorry, Mr. Hasidic Rabbi, I didn't grow up, like your Rebbe said, like he got all of his dargas by like hanging out with like the Talmid of Baal Shem Tov. I'm sorry I didn't hang out with the Talmid of Baal Shem Tov and like my only language was Dveikis. That's not my only language. My language is Mike and Ike's and, Mike and Ike's and hanging on the couch. That's my language. Like, we have to build this new translation system, this new language of like, what's Torah? So one example of Torah Vav, which I mentioned earlier, Torah, Limudat Torah, right? And Rav Nosson is also just a massive just guide to how to understand every single detail of the whole Bria. Lukut HaLachos is like it's my favorite thing in the whole world. Lukut HaLachos, Gan Eden Mamish. Right, like Rav Nosson said about himself, he said Lukut HaLachos. He said that the Shloah said that his Sefer is Me'enoi L'Maba. He says, my Sefer is Gan Eden Mamish. It's Gan Eden. It's Mamish Gan Eden. So Kutei Lachos is just reshaping and giving us real kalim to understand that to live with all every concept of Yiddishkeit that we know already, but that we're not mekayim properly or healthily because it just doesn't translate into our lives in a fluid and normal and natural way. So now that we're getting a mimer in the Kutei Maran, what we're doing is building that language. We're building a whole new language, and each mimer, incredibly enough. So the Baal Shem Tov, so why do we need Rabbeinu? If the Baal Shem Tov, Tamid the Baal Shem, we have tons of chaymer already. So already from the Baal Shem Tov and his Talmidim, and even the Talmidim Magid, we already lost the koach and lost the kalim to Mekayim, those Torahs. Those Torahs spoke very straight to the point. This is what you have to do. That's what you have to do. Do this. Think that. Right? Learn Noam in the mouth. It's very directive. Even the Magid, there's more like a moich in there, but he's saying what to think, how to think. This is what this is. This is what that is. It's very directive. And we didn't grow up with that and surrounded by that. That's very natural for us. That this, oh, okay, fine. Tvik is emuna. Okay, that makes sense. And now I'm Tavik Tashem, Tamir, I know what emuna is. What's emuna, right? The daf Yomi in Breslev is up to Tinyana Hey, second chelik of the Gemara Torah Hey, which is called Tiku Emuna, longest Torah in the Gemara. The whole thing is what's Emuna? The whole thing, right? What's Yiddishkeit? Yiddishkeit is Emuna. You have to have Emuna, right? That's Yiddishkeit is Emuna. But what's Emuna? What's Emuna? You have to understand what's Emuna. You have to learn the longest Torah in the Gemara Emuna. Obviously every Torah deals with Emuna. And I'm going to fill in blanks, and Nelson's going to help fill in blanks about each Torah is going to explain each symptom of Yiddishkeit about what that thing is. But that's really what we're doing together, is developing a new language, developing a whole new dictionary, a whole new language, how to translate Torah Lishma and everything else in Yiddishkeit into a way that's digestible, into a way that we can live with healthily, normally, and naturally. Fine. Next step. Sorry for the reboy of Abdama. You listen to my shver a lot, right? Compared to my shver, much better. My shver is like 30 weeks of Abdama, and then he starts a sefer, right? That's it. It was like 40 minutes, and then... He was building Kalim for a very long time. I think we're ready to jump in. And the way that I like to do it, because I like to be on the same page, is to pick a mimer together. So a few columns that I have when picking a mimer. I want it to be long, right? And the first 60 or something terz in Chelek Aleph are the long ones. 65, 66. And then Samach Zayin, Samach Tess are one, really, essentially one Talich. So really up to Ter Ayin, the first Chelek. And then the second Chelek, we have also the first few Torahs, and then a few, and then a couple at the end are a little bit longer. So I want to pick a long mimer so that we can you know, go on that journey together, really build like a chashuva palace together, like a real old school like malachistic palace together. That's one klal. The other klal is we're going to turn to the back and go to the Maftechas Lekut Elachas Ala Torahs. It's in the back. The safer. So the next klal is I want there to be on the Torah that we're picking at least a few halachas on the Torah that we're picking, because the ikur, there's, so just also roping in a little hakdamas too. So the way to understand Likutei Moran properly, some people think it's from the Chai Klalim. So there's a concept of Chai Klalim, 18 rules of how to learn Likutei Moran. Some Likutei Morans have them even in the beginning. It was Avram ben Rav Nachman, right? Yeah. Avram ben Rav Nachman did it?
Yeah.
Or was Avram Sternhardt? Ber Likutim. So it was Avram ben Rav Nachman. So just a 4-second history lesson. It went Rav Nachman, Rav Nosson. Okay, then Rav Nachman Tolchiner on one end. Rav Nachman Chiriner was also in that same Tekufa on the other end. And there are sort of two Darcheya, there are two approaches to Likutei Moran and to Breslov in general. It sort of stems from these two Nachmans, the second iteration of Nachman. I don't know if they're named after that. They're probably named after Rav Nachman. No?
I don't know.
Maybe not. I think maybe. I honestly don't know. The second iteration of Nachman's, there are two in the same Tekufa, and they also both had, one had a Talmud named Rav Avram Sternhardt, that was on one end, and then Rav Nachman Tolchiner had a son, Rav Avram ben Rav Nachman, and Rav Avram ben Rav Nachman was the Mamshech Derech. He had a Talmud, Rav Levi Yitzchak Bender, Rav Ben Rav Nachman Talmud Rav Yitzchak Bender, who is the Mamshech Aderech. I think most people are maskim to that. I think all of Breslov is actually maskim. The fact of, that Rav Yitzchak Bender was the last Mamshech Aderech, and then after Rav Yitzchak Bender, right, then that's when things started to get a little bit hazy, a little fuzzy. Like, who's the guy? Who's the go-to? And for that reason, Breslov looks like what it looks like today as an organization. I'm not saying the Torahs. I'm saying organizationally, it doesn't look like bells. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't look like Ger. It's all over the place. You know what I'm saying? Just look here. I'm saying, not that we're even so off, but like, we're not wearing white socks. You know what I'm saying? Well, am I? No, pineapple socks. But there it got a little hazy, and then that's where we come in around there also. Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter was a Talmud of Rav Yitzchak Bender, And Rav Kivak was a Talmud Yitzchak Bender, and the Cheshens hung out there, and a bunch of different Mashpiyim nowadays hung out by Rav Yitzchak Bender. And then there's the Mashpiyim like that were Merkabel from the Mashpiyim. Some people here in Beit Shemesh, Rav Kluger saying, there's Rav Bunker and Rav Kluger and all different Rav Leibish and all the different Mashpiyim today. And whatever, faced. So Avram Rav Nachman was a humongous moichin, very, 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 very big, Oyved Hashem, crazy dargis vasaga. So he wrote what's called Chai Klalim, 18 rules to understanding and learning Likut Maran. And essentially, really only one or two of those rules are the ikarim of how to understand the Maimer Likut Maran, and to build the blueprint of the castle, to understanding the blueprint of the castle. And then once you understand, when you have the blueprint down of the castle, then you build on top of that. So there's really two klalim that we're going to zoom in on, that we're going to double click on. For all you guys that have iPhones, double clicking, right? iPhone's a single click, but double clicking on whatever, that's old school mahalach. So double clicking on two klalim, but the Iker Klal. At least Bender used to cry about this all the time, that no one knew this and everyone forgot this. The Iker Klal is Lekute Halalas. That's the Iker Klal. The Iker Klal, to understanding of Maimer Lekute Maran, is Lekute Halalas. Rav Nosson, everyone here, anyone here heard of Lekute Halalas? A little bit, whatever. So Rav Nosson, I'm sorry to jump back and knock Thomas, but bear with me. What Rav Nosson did was, he took Da'al Chalki Shulchan Aruch. Right? Rav Nachman told him to write Chidushim. The story about that. He started writing Kudelachos on Terev Vav. But he told it, which is El Chazal, he told him to write Chidushim. So Rav Nosson went and started writing on the Kudelachos, on Da'al Chalki Shulchan Aruch, sorry. And what Rav Nosson did was he incorporated all of Chassidus, Baal Shem Tov et Talmidav, into the Sefer, so you can learn it as a separate entity. You can learn it as Chassidus. You can learn Likut Halachos as Chassidus, and it's Moli, the Godish, Chassidus, which Chassidus is Tikkun HaGashmius and Torah Lishma, and all the Noisim, the classic Noisim of Chassidus. And Kabbalah as well. It's incredible amounts of Bi'urei Ari HaKadosh and Zohar HaKadosh, Tikkuni Zohar HaKadosh. Incredible amounts. But what Rav Nosson's main kavana was, and his main ratzon was, if you learn the Hakdama, and by the way, in the Hemshich, when we get together, I'm going to talk a little bit less, not a lot less, but a little bit less, and you guys will also do some talking. So sorry, I'm forcing you to listen to me for this long and this straight, whatever. But we're stuck, like I said before. So Rav Nosson's Iker Kavana was to be a beer in Likut Maran. That's the Hakdama to Likut Halachos. He's a beer in Likut Maran, which is Yisoidistic, very, very Yisoidistic. And here we have the Maftechas Likut Halachos al HaTayrus. Because Rav Nosson, in the first shtickle of every halacha, wrote, this halacha is on Torah X. Right? Really, what he's saying is, with this halacha, I'll be explaining Torah X. It won't look like that, it's not openly like that. It's not the Taz, it's not the Shach and Taz. He's not like taking a word from the Rebbe and then explaining it for 10 pages. Right? But what he's doing is, because he wanted it to be a sefer that incorporated everything, is that through the mahalach, through the halacha, he's explaining the entire Torah, and then in some spaces, he's zooming in on a specific part of the Torah, and part of us unraveling the puzzle is understanding what Rav Nosson's explaining in the Torah. And there are buzzwords. There are going to be, oh, that word makes that word is from that ois in the Torah. That word in the halacha isn't that part of the Torah, is explaining that part of the Torah, even though it's not an open biur to the Torah. So again, I did Torah Samech this month, this past month. And Rav Nosson has Hilchos Maariv, Arvis Aleph, is on Torah, is based on Torah Samech. But he zoomed in, he specifically explained one specific part of Torah Samech that without really doing the work and working hard, you would never have thought that he's explaining, even that he's trying to explain Torah Samech. You would think, okay, he took a piece of Torah Samech and he's saying Chassidus, he's saying what Arvis is. Like he's really just taking a shtickle from the Rebbe and expanding a little bit, not explaining what the Rebbe said, he's just taking it to explain what Arvis is, what Maariv is, what the Pnimius of Davening Maariv is. No, it's not what he's doing. He's going back inward, right? He's the Levona, he's refracting the light of the Chama, of the Shemesh, of the Rebbe. He's explaining the Or of the Rebbe to the lowest, lowest, lowest Darga. To the lowest Darga. And I'm sorry to say, that's us. No offense. If you're offended, I'm sorry. Then I don't mean you, I mean me. And I actually mean you even more. If you don't think you're lowest Darga, then you're Dafka the lowest Darga. I'm sorry. So that's why I want now to look in the Mafteach Luktelachas and to pick a Torah with a significant amount of halachas. It has to be 20. There's some Torahs with tons of halachas. It has to be a few, and maybe even some juicy ones, because this is how we're going to spend time really understanding the Torah, right? And spend a specific, significant. I don't want to just like Elul and then like start a new Torah for Chayyar Zman. I want to Elul, then you're all going to go whatever, Yamim Tovim, wherever you're going to be Yamim Tovim. You're going to do Yamim Tovim, and then I'm going to tell you, hey, here's some homework. This halacha is your halacha. 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 And you're going to spend time on the Torah, on the halacha, and try and see if anything's speaking to you. If you're hopping any of the mimer through the halacha, and the way it works, and I'm speaking from experience, the way it works is that we're gonna learn the Torah, and it's gonna make no sense, absolutely no sense, right? Bechinas are just gonna sound like a reboy of bechinas. This is bechinas that, this is bechinas that, right? And then everyone just closes the sefer, gives up, right? You guys know, ever heard of Sicha Ayin Vav and Sicha Saran? Anyone? Sicha Ayin Vav, heard of it? Sicha Ayin Vav and Sicha Saran, which is Nosson's recording of the Rebbe's more casual conversations. So in Sicha Ayin Vav, the Rebbe there has a Derech HaLimud, and famously people think that Sicha Ayin Vav, because the Rebbe says there that that you have to just be goyris learning, just read it, you don't even have to understand it, that's one of the lines in the Sicha. So people famously just take that line from the Sicha and they think that that's Breslov, or that's the Derech HaLimud of Breslov, learn, don't understand, right? And they're all Kalim, they don't know anything, you just read and don't understand, even though that line is very true and very helpful, right? If you don't want to just waste your time on YouTube for the rest of your life, right? Let's say you're not feeling well, or you're sick, or whatever, then learn Torah. Oh no, but I won't understand it. I don't have headspace for it. I'm sick. I'm not feeling well. Okay, so read it. That's Mitzvah's Limud Torah, according to Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu paskins on a Gemara in Erevin, and there's a Machlokes in Erevin about whether reading is considered Mitzvah's Limud Torah. Marsha, exactly. And the Rebbe Paskins. Ligris. The Rebbe Paskins. That's considered mitzvahs limud Torah. But that's one line. However, the problem is people are only mekayim that when it comes to the Likutei Moran. They're only goyer is Likutei Moran. No one puts in the shvitz to the Likutei Moran. And we'll see as we go along in this month that we're going to look into the Likutei Moran. It's not going to make sense. It's going to feel like just Ligris, whatever. And it's going to be hard, or it's going to be challenging. Chlish Sadas, and oh no, this doesn't make any sense. And I'm going to be challenged with the fact that, like, I'm here sort of to be like a guiding thing, and I'm not really going to understand what's going on. And then we're going to learn maybe an ois or the whole Torah or whatever. We're just going to figure it out together, and then we're going to learn halacha. And then we're going to be like, oh, that's a little bit of what the Rebbe meant by that. And then we're going to go back into the Maimer. And then we're going to have that little piece of the puzzle. And then that piece of the puzzle is going to open up another tiny piece of the puzzle. And be like, oh, wait, that's a kesher of that to that. So now I can be with Hashem for longer because I have an Eitzah about this and that. And then we're going to go back into the Halacha. Now the Halacha is going to make more sense. Because again, Rav Nosson is every single Darga. Right? The first Halacha and look at the Halacha. Just to... This isn't Reba or to overdo things, right? But just one example. The first halacha, Nekudas Halachas, is on the Torah I mentioned earlier, Reish Pei Beis, Nekudas Tovos. Which, like, I don't know, any brisker knows about Nekudas Tovos nowadays. I'm saying, like, it's a pretty popular thing, like, Nekudas Tovos. And it's like a kilu, like a cutesy, like, you have a good point, right? And Rav Nosson wrote the first halacha, Nekudas Halachas, on Nekudas Tovos, on Reish Pei Beis. But I heard from Rav Kivak, Shem Rav Kivak, that over 13 times in the first halacha, Rav Nosson's being masbir a prat in the Rashash, in Kavanas Rashash. Which means there is darga acher darga acher darga in Likut Halachas, in Havana, in being mamik into Likut Halachas, which the Rebbe and Rav Nosson are going to feed each other, Shemesh Chamu Levana. And they're going to understand more of Likutei Moran, and then we're going to be able to understand more of Likutei Halachos. More of the halacha. Even though the halacha on the surface is always understandable, kind of, right? But if you take it at face value, you're not coming out with the shamenet. You're not coming out with the real, the bits of what he's really saying, right? Meaning, let's say in Yeridaya, for example, in Likutei Halachos Yeridaya, he talks about one halacha is in Simone Oif Tahor. Simone Oif Tahor. And you can learn Simone Oif Tahor. Simone Oif Tahor Beis is on Tariyat Aleph. So you can learn Simone Oif Tahor Beis with Yad Aleph. A little Yad Aleph. No, you don't have to really learn with Yad Aleph. And get a nice Yesod. He explains the Zohar Kaddish there. You can get a nice beer on something. It's cute. It's great. And if you love Torah, then it's mamish like Torah dick. It's like very Torah dick. Look at the halachas. It's like gamut of halacha. It's Kabbalah. It's Chassidus. It's everything you want. So if you love Torah, it's like very Torah dick. And you can be like Nispal from the Torah Shabo. Or you can be Nichnas Darga Acher Darga. And then you can become a bird. Meaning you can literally take on the form of the halacha and learn how to daven and to mamish fly into the Olam HaSalyanim using Rav Nosson's Eitzes in the halacha and really enter into the emunah of what he's saying and the key of what he's saying, and obviously being a little bit megazim, but become a bird, grow wings. He talks about what wings are in Yiddishkeit. So I don't have wings, it's not megaya. No. What are wings in Avodas Hashem? So now, it's either cool, like, okay, cool, that's wings in Avodas Hashem. Okay. So a bird is wings, and if I'm a shoychit, maybe I could be mekayim this halacha, because I'm a shoychit, and I'm checking the wings and the kashas of the bird. If I have no idea. So it's not like, yeah, but it's cute, and it's nice, and it's toradic. Or, we grow wings. Because why? Because I understood Toriyat Aleph more, and then I understand the halacha more, I understand the Torah more, and now I understand the halacha more, and now the halacha is like alive, and it's me, and it's me, mekayemet, and it's my whole life. So that's the goal, and that's why we're picking a Torah with halachas, and a Torah, the third clause is a Torah that I don't know. And if it's a Torah that I do know, I'll tell you. So, we're all in the Mafteach, and we're going to pick a Torah here together. If anybody has any suggestions, feel free to drop a suggestion on me. I'm open to it. Your test is obviously like, it's appetizing because there's like 50 halachas on it, right? Your test is appetizing. It may be a test. I never learned a test. Definitely not well. Chof test has a bunch of halachas. Blah?
What about Dal Tignano, maybe?
Which one?
Dal Tignano,
I never did. Let me see. Dal Tignano, okay.
Hey, Baze, it's a bit short.
Hey, Baze, is you saw the stick? It is you saw the stick, but it's a little too short. I want to go longer. Yeah. I want to go longer. And the first eight in Tignano, barring Vav, are like massive and like just requires a serious amount of engagement, and I'm here for that. This is like actually literally what I'm here for. Like, I'm here for the first part of the day, you know. Here for the Likud Maran part of the day. So okay, I like Dal Tignano. Let's keep that. Baze Tignano, I learned. I don't want to do it. Sorry. I almost want to come in together and like be like, hey, buddy, what do you think about birth? How does birth speak to you? Because Baze Tignano talks about birthing, so like I already have a hanocha about what birth means in as far as the way it's Hashem. So
Lamed Hey, or
Lamed Hey, I would do also. It's a, I think first Chelik Lamed Hey.
First
Chelik,
yeah.
Yeah, there are some nice ones there, some juicier ones there, some Dalids. Again, the later halachas in Likud Halachas are also longer, which sometimes helps, sometimes hurts. But okay, Lamed Hey, Dalid. Someone else drop a bomb on me. Someone else give me some juice. Tignano? Yud Beis. That's called Aye. That's called Aye. Super Yisoidistic. And Aye, I would say, like, if your wife's expecting and she gives birth and, like, you can't be here for 3 months, just do Aye yourself. Like, Aye, like, do it yourself. Learn all the halachas. It's more of something that, like, you don't need the chabura for necessarily. But I is more. I like Lamed Hey, Dalid. I'm going to throw in Samach Dalid to the mix. I like Samach Dalid. I never learned it. Very, 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 sichli, sichli Torah. Yeah, all the philosophers, like, they like Samach Dalid because it's like a I don't know, whatever.
Even
the Tfilis,
is like, help me figure out how to live this.
Yeah. Without Mechaker, without being Mechaker. So here we have Dalid, Samach Dalid, Samach Beis Ulai, Samach Beis doesn't have all halachas. Samach Vav, I would do. Samach Tes, oh, Mem Tes, I did. Mendez, I did. Mendez, maybe. Lamches, no. It's like
so many pirates.
No. So let's boil it down. Let's stop here. So we have Mendez. We have Samich Dalid. Sorry, I skipped Lamed Hey. Dalid Tinyana. And I think those are. That's a good place to start. We have four tires here. So Memtes has like a super, super long, very helpful halacha. Memtes happens to be, just to throw a challenge our way, if we want to be like, I could do it. The Rebbe said Memtes is not for, he said it for the oilman, so he didn't say it for people. It wasn't for people to understand. But then Rav Nosson went and wrote one of the longest halachas in Likud Halachas on it, and Rav Nosson said, "Adarabba, really, the Rebbe said it's the highest, and therefore it reaches the lowest." So that's an option. Memtes, my life.
Well, it's very hard Torah, though.
But like, is there not hard Torah? Meaning, show me a not hard Torah. What?
Even a push level.
Yeah, but they're all hard. They're all hard. Memtes, or sorry, what was the next one? Lamed Hey. I like Lamed Hey, maybe. I'm gonna call off Memtes. Let's not do Memtes. I don't want to do Memtes. I think I saw it a little too much. I saw Memtes.
Kind of relates to the purpose of the
koil,
kind of.
It's an arvim. I literally never learned Dalit. Touched. It's an arvim, whatever. What's it called? Shpala Zeda or something.
Fixing bringing his chachos into the world of Torah, into this game.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Dalid. Dalid Tanyana, and then we said Samach Dalid. So Mem Tes out. Lamed Hey. Lamed Hey is Rosh Hashanah, is a Rosh Hashanah Torah. Mm-hmm. So I said it on Rosh Hashanah. And I also like when there's a Chosh and Mishpat Halacha, just specifically because it's like super Megusham, Chosh and Mishpat. Chosh and Mishpat's very Megusham. It's like money and people, and like that speaks to me. I like money. Samech Dalid Lamed Hey, or Samech Dalid Lamed Hey, or Dalid Tinyana. I'm also called Samech Dalid, I think. Also called Samech Dalid. I'm also called Samech Dalid. Yeah, I think I'll call it off. And again, if it's not going, if we see it's like for whatever reason it shouldn't be the case, if we see it's not going, then we can switch. I'll make that call. I'm comfortable making that call. So Lamed Hey or Dalid Tinyana. Lamed Hey or Dalid Tinyana. Zalachas here, Dalid Tinyana. I like if there's a long halacha.
Arv Gimel in there. It's worth it.
Oh, Arv Gimel. Oh, right. Arv Gimel. Arv Gimel is huge.
Yeah.
So let's do Dalid Tinyana. Let's do Dalid Tinyana. All right, Mazel Tov.
Amazing. Oh, Mazel Tov.
Okay, Dalid Tinyana. I never learned this. I'll ask you guys to be patient with me, to not hurt my feelings, and let's go slowly together, and don't hurt my feelings. So there's gonna be a lot of things I don't know. And let's jump in. Okay, the Dalid Tinyana ubiyoyim ha. Where are we at? Right. So really, generally, step Aleph is. I like to get. We got to get the history right. We got to get the history. The Rebbe was a Pele Atzum, right? Rebbe was a Pele Atzum. And a lot of the context of the Maimer is very, very important. If there's a Chaim Aran, Chaim Aran. Lechatchila one with a Mafteach, please. So not a lot. I don't want to overrate it. People overrate this. But there is importance to the context of how and when the Torah was said. Right, there are stories of Nelson recorded, like, you know, this guy was blowing his nose while the Rebbe said this Torah, and Rav Nelson saw that as a Dover Chashuv, and that means that it will help us enter the Maimer with some context, which, other than it being important, is just cool. It's just like cool. It's like it's important. I don't want to overrate it. I'm not like a massive amount of the Havana so much. Just more to put ourselves in that space, I would say.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, more of just like the cholent of the Torah, like the not even the top of the cholent, like the bottom. You know, the bottom of the cholent. Yeah, well,
the
yeah, exactly. What I'm saying, it's a cool part. It's like the. It like turns it into like a Netflix series almost of like the table was broken and it's like the drama of the Torah. It's the drama of the Torah.
And then maybe
if there's an
this
doesn't look like this one has a mafia.
Yeah, I know. But this one may tell us because it's
like
a framer in Hebrew. And at the beginning, usually it's got
a mafia. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a little literature, Rabbeinu Amar.
Oh, he has on
this Chaim Kramer. This is in English. This is the Hebrew translation of his English Peirush.
But you're saying what?
In the first note, he has a little thing about how.
I like to search it. I don't like to cheat. I'm sorry.
Maybe he'll tell you where it is.
I don't like to cheat. I like Chaim Aran. Going with my.
He went to find. He went to find a better Chaim Aran.
No, I'm going to go find one.
I don't know.
Give me 2 seconds.
Sure.
Generally gives a lot of context to the Torah.
Yeah.
Right? And this is Nachman Tolchiner. He was privy to a lot of the Torah Sheba'al Peh.
He's the Talmud of Rav Nosson?
Talmud of Rav Nosson. Came out adopted by Rav Nosson. He was came from a very poor family. His parents died when he was much younger. And Rav Nosson took him in as a son. And there's Majachim. Wasn't the strongest in Havanas Halimud, except when it came to Medrash, Baki and Medrash. Said about himself, classic Breslov style, that when Mashiach comes, he's gonna write the Pirush on Medrash, which is a great stat. It's a great stat. I'm gonna write the Pirush on Cinnamon Life. Okay. It's an Americanish cereal. Okay.
I think the original's better.
What?
I think the original's better.
I had it this morning, cinnamon, so it's to my head.
You're going to finish on the original.
Essentially, you're right. I agree. Not quite looking. Really, it's a loyma kipshuto. He's not giving us context. You're not helping me now. All right, let's cheat.
The cheat is here.
Spark notes, everyone.
He does bring some purpose, the Chokhmos. I don't know.
Spark notes.
Yeah.
Spark notes, let's go. No, that just means it's like throughout the Torah, the Parparas, and I'm not, it's not doing that yet.
Yeah.
Rabbeinu Omer Torah Zoi B'chag HaShavuos Tov Kuf Samach Tes. Right? Again, contextually, that's important. Why? Who can guess? Why is that important? Contextually, Rabbeinu Amar Torah Zoi B'chag HaShavuos.
Yeah.
A. Avodah Shavuos. Anybody want to be right? Kabbalah, Satira, Torah in general, Kedusha, Satira, Mitzvahs, Aseret HaDibros, right? That's A. And Tov Kuf Samach Tes is slightly important. It's not super important. The year he said it, some people like to make like a big asek and like historically go through the, it's not that important. It's a little important. The Rebbe died in Ayin Aleph. When did the Rebbe die? Ayin Aleph? He went to Uman in Ayin, I believe, and died Ayin Aleph. So 2 years before the Rebbe died, on Shavuos. The Erev Shlifnei Kain, Udiber Ba'arichos im Chasidov. See what I'm saying? That's like a, it's a good hack. It dramatizes the Torah. I like it a lot. Hisir Kamen Akudas Boltus Minatayr Shalonu. Fine. So, the Erev Shilifnei Kain, so Erev Yontif. He wasn't getting Diet Coke, he was hacking with the Chasidim. And he mentioned a few Nakudas that he will, he's going to then speak about on Shavuos. By the way, I guess it was popular. I don't know if this was during Tikkun Lil. Stamp. Historically, historically, doesn't say. Historically, just a good, also good hack. Like, meaning my shver, is a rough. So for years, he gave a 7-hour Shavuos shir. They didn't do the tikkun. He gave one long shir on Shavuos. Yeah.
It's godless.
7 hours.
Well, no, I'm saying the night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The night. I'm saying whatever they went to, the guys would chill before, and then he would give like a 4 or 5 hour shir.
Wow.
Just a good hunt. The Rebbe was into the tikkun. Anyways, because like when else on Shavuos? The guys didn't. You think they stayed like day, you did? So you think the Hasidim were people? They were people. They went to sleep after the cheesecake. Push it. If you don't, then you're not a per. You're malach, and then you're not a bresler. If you're malach and not a bresler, it doesn't work. So when else would the Rebbe have said to her? Oh, maybe a second day. Ulai. Because they kept 2 days.
You have to check. If there's an answer to that.
Could you do it in the morning?
What? Yeah,
why not?
No, yeah, come on.
A lot of that, it was very normal back then.
Stay up?
Yeah, a lot of people did the whole
I can't play.
If you have a Nachman in front of you, teaching Torah a lot, you probably stay up.
Not Makabal. Not Makabal.
There's an answer to that question. There's an answer.
Not Makabal.
He had a regular time, just like Rosh Hashanah had a time. Like, yeah. There was a time.
Right. I hear that.
Yeah.
That's true. There are a few Shavuos Torahs. There's one of the Zmania Kibbutz, right? The Ishachad Belevechad. It was one of the Zmania Kibbutz was on Shavuos.
Looks like this is also been one of the colleagues of the Shlosh Regalim also.
It's in there, Shlosh Regalim. Nice. Awesome. By the way, that's a move. On Shavuos to talk about Pesach is a move.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look, it's
kind of,
the Rambam says it's one
chag. Such a very good, very good. Good share. So he was talking with the Chassidim. He was giving the Chassidim a little bit of a preview. Right. Right. Shavuos are echad min ha-moyadim ha-kvuim b'shana. Thank you, Chaim Kramer. Shavuos is one of the moyadim b'shana. Oh, Chassidim b'rest of ha-yum is kansim etzor rabbeinu v'huay oimer toira arucha. Fine. Not the Iriya. Don't worry. It's traumatic. From the Ayara, Le Adizin. Okay. There's a place in the world called Adizin. Just also a notable thing. Him Sipru Lo She'echad Mehem. Rav Getzel, Nofel and Mishkov, Vuhu al Eres Davai. So the Chassidim, when they got to the Rebbe, the first thing they told the Rebbe, they ran to the Rebbe and they said, one of our brothers, is in the ICU. Rav Getzel haya karev l'Rabbeinu, and Rav Getzel was a karev. Rabbeinu. Oh. And the Rebbe weaved in the Indian of Refuah into our Torah. Ah, okay, fine. Also contextually important. Why? Anyone? Why is it important contextually for us? Historically, yeah, it's good drama, but why is it important for us? Anybody want to guess?
I understand that, there's a person that would get a ruler of food.
Yeah, we're sick. Meaning, it's that simple. We're sick. Again, sorry, but I'm going to be in Vaza you guys a lot. And I'm myself, too. I mean, Mavaza, us, as a Chabura, all the time. We are sick. But we're sitting in front of a Torah. It's going to heal us. So that's great news. We're sitting in front of the greatest doctor of all times. This isn't my shita on Breslov and doctors. So don't quote me on it and don't start talking about it. But we're hacking. We're sitting in front of the Roife HaGadol. Ah, what a schos. What a huge schos. We're an Anshimaran, which is like a little bit of a... like a little bit of like a whoa. It's not like Anshimaran. It's a little... it's a lot. And we're sitting in front of the Likutei Moran. Sitting with the Rebbe. It's next level. What a schos. We were just talking about the coffee. Like, we had our first coffee hack. Mazel tov. We had our first coffee hack, and I just said, like, if this is my life now, like, whoa, just hit the jackpot. Fucking, this is gvaldic. I just wanted for myself to just recenter that point. Okay. Because I am sick. Maybe I should just say I'm sick, and I'm by the Roife. So it's very... so comforting for me to be here and to be with you guys. Hanoisam Ikarim B'Torah Shalanu Haim Staka. For all you coil schlamazels.
Still Staka.
Huh?
No,
we'll get there. I said start with the Bizayon and we'll get to the Refua. Haschalu Chadasha. Yum. Delicious. Chesed Hashem, delicious. Yira, delicious. Rotzen Elyon, I'm vibing. I'm so happy we picked this Torah. Wow. What a shkacha. What a Rotzen Elyon. Now we picked this Torah. Hakriya Shekurim Shloishis Rigolim. Ooh, that's a tough one for me to hear. Kriya Satoira. Vashkacha Leumas Ashkafas Si Bos. Sibasiais, Tivis, Hashgacha. Oh, Hashgacha, meaning I thought it was saying the Hashgacha of the Kriya, meaning Hashgacha Pratis, meaning Hashgacha Saboire, versus natural world order. Meitzach Haratzim, okay, Meitzach Hanachash, like meaning that versus that, the forehead of desire. It's very like I.
That's what translated.
Said that on purpose. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Versus the snake's forehead. Or the forehead. Mitzach Hanachash, meaning the forehead of the snake. So it could be about us. And again, that's why we're all going to experience massive bizyonis. This is the only way to really understand, again, and this is part of me weaving into the limud of the mimer together, is how to learn the mimer. So part of understanding the mimer and the geshmakkeit of the mimer is understanding the hepich of the nikud that the Rebbe is saying. The Rebbe is saying, tztaka is X and this is Y. And it's on us to be very harsh with ourselves. And again, safe space. Harsh to ourselves in a very safe space. To say why we're the opposite of tztaka. Why aren't we be mekayim what the Rebbe is saying? What's our dafukkeit? Legabe tztaka. Why are we on the opposite end of the spectrum of tzedakah? And then we can approach and humbly be mekabel the eights of the Rebbe and not keilu think like tzedakah, like I don't know, I want to get tzedakah, right? Meaning to say, like, is this Torah Shaykh to, let's say, like, who's the mir, the big mir tzedakah guy, Rechnitz? Is this Torah Shaykh to Rechnitz? Or Wolfson, right? Aish, you know Wolfson? Oh, whatever. It's one of the big ones. Wolfson. You get stuck already. right? Stokro, so they could skip Ois Aleph. Right, so the side being clearing us out, being the vaza us of this nekuda, why we're so not there, and then filling it with the eights of the Rebbe, and slowly approaching it, little by little, step by step, as we grow in the havana of the thing. So okay, meitzach haratzon and meitzach hanachash, zekenim ruuyim v'she'enim ruuyim. So like, you know, good old people, and then like the old man on the bench yelling curse words at birds, right? The zakenim that aren't roy, bad old people, and then refuah, and then refuah. So okay, fine. Those are the noisim ha'ikarim, and I will search out, or you guys feel free to search out more of the Tar Shabal Peh of Tar Dalet, which just means again the context, the drama surrounding it, because I'm to hate, and I would love to hear more. And there's always more. Like a lot of the Dor HaAch, the Dor HaKoidem in Breslov, like I was mentioning, Rav Levi Bender from that Dor, or whatever, getting water or something. But in the Shtalshlis of Breslov, a lot of the Chevra by Rav Levi Bender, they didn't understand Likud Moran. They didn't really. They just were trying to survive life. They were trying not to die a lot of their time. Right? It was around World War II, around the Holocaust, and a lot of them were just coming to Eretz Yisrael, which was, like, they didn't have cream cheese at the time, you know what I'm saying? They still didn't have, like, Gatorade wasn't kosher, you know what I'm saying? Like, they were trying to, like, just survive, basic survival. And they didn't, and again, like I was mocked them, like Likud Moran takes a massive amount of effort, and just because they were Kedoshei She'elion, this is not me taking away from their dargas in Kedusha and in Avoida and in Tefillah and Avoida, that was like, it was next level. It's Yadua that a lot of the Oivim today, even Rebbes today, they would spend time amongst the Oivdei Breslov to understand the Voida, what that looks like, what a Voida looks like, not to copy, but just to see Ashka and a Voida. They were massive, massive Oivdim. But Likud Moran wasn't on the table, just wasn't an option for a lot of them. This was from the Dor HaKoidem of Breslov, around the time of Levi Yitzchak Bender.
I mean, the one people. I mean, there was many very great people who did understand very deep. I'm sure there's about Chutiyam also.
A million percent. Just the access they didn't have. Rove.
What do you mean? They went to Shir of Levi Yitzchak.
Yes, but even just Shir from Levi Yitzchak is not enough. It's not enough to understand Likud Moran and how to learn Likud Moran. So what they had was, and Breslov is giving us this, and that's not Chas v'Shalom a bad thing in any way, shape, or form, because they were much bigger Kedoshim than me. And what they did have, and what Breslov does offer, is, like you just said, Rama Gavoa, Seichel, Das, Havana, Hasaga, Big Hasaga. And then the Rebbe also gives Eitzus, about how to live life, and how to daven, with Chiz, Chazak, and Simcha, and Kuzdov. And those things, they were Mekayim, through and through, like Shulchan Aruch Mamish to the T, and it was incredible Kedusha and Eitzah, and even just the general stresses of Rabbeinu were things that they took incredibly serious. Everyone knows, everyone then knew what the main stresses of the Rebbe were, right? Which is Simcha, right? They say that Simcha is Rashi Tevis. Anybody know this? Simcha, Shulchan Aruch, just a shin. Mikvah, Chatzais, and the sweaters. So they were all doing Chatzais, or whatever. A lot of them were doing Tikkun Chatzais, like crying over the Churban. They were so nucky, they were so clean. They weren't maybe necessarily like going to the fridge and then going to sit down and then 3 minutes later going to the fridge again. Like they were just nucky people. And doesn't take away from the fact that they didn't necessarily have the time or didn't have the time. We're just trying to survive. The point being is what they did have, what they knew very, very well was, and it's part of what I was saying, they knew the Messiah of Breslov, which got lost in the bilbil of that generation, passing from Levi Yitzchak Bender to the door after Levi Yitzchak Bender. Their things got very, very, very shaky and whatever. But they did have was the Masoira and the Torah Shebaal Peh. They had very well. They knew all these little Dibur Loch, all these Diburim. They knew all the Sipurim around the Torahs, and they knew all the Sipurim of Rav Nosson. They knew these things like this is how they grew up. This was their gears of the Yankasa. Like this is how they lived. So there's always more like to explore. What?
It's like 1950s.
Earlier.
Before the war?
No, right after that generation. I'm saying all the Polish aggressors died. I'm saying there was a massive, massive kibbutz in Poland. They all died out from Yitzchak Breiter. Yitzchak Breiter is Makariv. Thousands of Polish chassidim even to Breslov. Right? Thousands, literally. They said it's Malova Malka, sometimes hundreds and hundreds of people there. Anyways, what they did have was the Torah Shebaal Peh, so there's always a little bit more to explore. Fine. Now, B'yoyim HaBikurim B'akrivchem Mincha Chadosha. We're not going to do it. I mean, I'm saying Leibish, Reb Leibish, stop me. Whenever.
Oh, in terms of when to go to...
I have no idea. Just stop me.
We started late today.
Whatever. We'll do a little bit. We're obviously not going to do a lot today.
We'll be generally more masooner from 9:30 to 11 will be this...
Yeah. Or whatever, 9:30, you get here 9:30, you get here 9:35, make a coffee, come sit down, a few diburim, we'll start around then. And we'll go to 11:05, whatever. Yeah. Okay. Like any seder anywhere. B'yoyim ha-bikurim ba'krivchem mincha chadasha la'adonai b'shvuyseichem mikra kodesh yelachem kol melechas avoida loy sasu. Oh, the Torah Zmanis was just involved, right? And it's also b'yoyim ha-bikurim. So, b'yoyim ha-bikurim is shvuas, right? B'yoyim ha-bikurim, shvuas. B'yoyim ha-bikurim is shvuas. What can Chaver tell me about b'kurim? Just mitzvahs of b'kurim. What can Chaver tell me about Bikurim? Anything. Anything about Bikurim. Rambams, Psukim, Inyanim, Chazidas, Gimme, Bikurim, something.
Bring with the cows, with the crowns of gold, and the birds tied to it, and
it's a maimer. It's a maimer. It's a maimer. Okay, yeah, anything? Yeah.
First fruits.
Yeah. There was a whole, it was the parade. Kipshuto. Parade Kipshuto. Not the Israeli Day Parade, that's for sure. That's the only parade I have to conjure up in my brain. No, my whole life I went to Israeli Parade, yeah. Anything else? Bikurim. We read something, Bikurim. There was a declaration that was made.
Arami Yavirovi.
There we go. Arami Yavirovi. So Bikurim is Shaykh too.
Yeah, because
and
Pesach.
Lovan. What?
Vidoy.
Yeah. A Vidoy, but like a different Vidoy. Not like a... I sinned. A Vidoy of...
Related.
I did a mitzvah. Yeah. Exactly. Hmm? Chanukah? What?
The latest time you could bring it without doing the Vidoy.
Where are they?
You have to march in the market first.
What was the Vidoy?
You went to the market?
You have to mark the
Oh, you mark it. You tie a gemi, right? You tie a strand around it. Okay.
What was the Vidoy that you did?
You came and you would just be moida, Tashem.
You had to put
it
in the basket.
About whatever you want.
And did everything. Right.
There was a lashon.
We learned a lot from the lashon. Yeah.
Hmm?
Learned brachas from that lashon.
Yeah. Lo shechachti.
Lo shechachti.
Good. Yeah. Good. Yesh. Yesh harbe. Ten. The tena. The tena.
It rains in a specific way.
The tena. Yeah. The right?
And there's the...
Tena is the time in Nekudas Oisius. Tena. So who would bring Bikurim?
Hmm?
Who brought Bikurim?
Anyone.
A guy in a Bekesha?
You had to be a farmer.
A farmer. A guy in jeans.
You had to own the land.
Okay, get me. We're talking about a guy in Timberlands and jeans.
Yeah.
Timberlands aren't Israeli thing. Guy in jeans, chaklai, yeah. Overalls, dirty, man of the earth, salt of the earth, guy. Right.
That was the
vegetarian. Yeah, hamonam. A push of the yid was some people would say a push of the yid, and he would have his little tiny date would grow from the tree, the little tiny date, and over this little tiny date they made a massive procession. That's what's medaber elai. That's what's speaking to me. Over a tiny, tiny date, right? Try a string, and there was a massive parade over a date. Even just getting into Shavuos in Torah already, right? Like every mitzvah, in a certain sense, is to us seems very, very, very small and very pashut, very hamonam, very hamonam diga thing. But we're not going to start saying varlach now. Okay, fine. I'm not saying varlach now. I don't understand the Torah. But Shavuos, it's the Yom Bikurim. However, the Torah is called the Esa Arvim Tzivisi L'Chalkalecha. Esa Arvim Tzivisi L'Chalkalecha. So, L'Chatchila. L'Chatchila is that we don't start opening up Malachim Aleph, Perek Yedzayin. L'Chatchila is we read the words, Esa Arvim Tzivisi, Hashem, meaning I don't even know who said this.
Right. Who decided the names?
Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson decided the names and checked it with the Rebbe.
Which names?
The names of the Torahs. Esa Arvim Tzivisi
L'Chalkalecha.
Which passage is it?
Is it
Esa Arvim?
Is it there? Yeah, I see.
So the ravens were commanded to L'Chalkalecha, to sustain you, support you. Mm. Right? Kalkala. Mm. Nothing. There's nothing there. V'zeh b'chinas tztak. So again, chatchila, we're opening up Malachim Aleph and looking in, but it's not for right now. That's already, you have a little bit hemshich. A guy could read this and open it up and start darshaning Malachim Aleph. We're not doing that. You read a significant amount of the ois, and then we go back and we figure things out together. So arvin tzivisi l'chalkalecha, for whatever reason, is b'chinas tztaka. Doesn't make sense to anyone. It shouldn't make sense to anyone. But I was about to explain. Ki betchila, ki. Oh, you're right. L'chal kalecha. Pashit pshat. L'chal kalecha. But why is it stuck on?
Because Eliyahu went away because he was going to kill him.
Oh, you know where this is from?
Yeah.
No, give us something.
Right. He said that he made
Xer
that they shouldn't.
Who?
Eliyahu.
Okay.
That there won't be rain. And was Achav thought that he was the one.
Achav's a bad guy.
Yeah, he was the king then. Because of him, he has to be Geyser that it should be rain again. And they tried killing him. So he ran away.
Tried killing Eliyahu?
Yeah, he ran and hid in the
Meaning
cave.
To say, because of Achav, there was no rain.
Because of the time, apparently. Yeah.
Meaning to say, Malchus Achav.
It was Achav, right?
Sins,
I guess. One of the
Malachim,
not Jeff, it was Achav.
So, Malchus Achav and the Avinus of the time, there was no rain,
yeah.
No Shefa, no Geshem.
Yeah.
Eliyahu was charged as the leader of Klal Yisrael to be Poel,
yeah.
Geshem. And then because of that, he was going to get killed.
There's a whole story, he was Geyser. Eliyahu was said there should be no rain.
Eliyahu was Geyser.
We'll see the story. It's a story. But then he ran away. And then Hashem sent Orvin to feed him while he was away.
Tidal Yo.
Yes.
Gishmak.
It's Gishmak. Yes.
So the Orvin were Mitzuvah to the Michal Kel Yo in a time when there was no rain. Okay? The beginning is Staka. Ki betchila. Ki shematchilin lis nadev lit Staka. As I tzrichin le shaber es hachzarius shalo. It's not avoidus hatzdaka. Ki yesh gam kama chayos shehem rachmonim b'tivom. Rak ikur ha'avoida l'shaber ha'achzarius la'hafchel rachmonus. The Rebbe says, here that the Iker is to be Mahapich Achazarius Terachmonis, which is Tzedakah. Okay? Let's keep going on. So where does Achazarius fit in?
What about the being
Mahapich,
being Mahapich Achazarius Terachmonis? What about that as the vote? Is it the... is the actual effort, or is it the intent, or is it the taking of the intention that the person has?
Good question. We're going to file that. We're filing that question. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of what the questions are going to be. A lot of the questions are going to be, file that question. Or, bad question. But that was a fine question, and we're filing it. Meaning, what's lahapich achzaris lahachmanis, and it's kesher to tzedakah, and it's kesher to us. Like I said, are we talking about a guy who's giving a pruta? Are we talking about a guy who's giving money, bichlal? Can tzedakah be, could we mekayim ois aleph right now? Mekayim ois aleph without taking a coin out of our pocket and putting it into a pushka or giving it to a person? What's the Rebbe trying to help us with? Especially because the beginning of every mimer is a very soidistic nekuda of the entire mimer. So we're going to have to understand exactly what the Rebbe wants from us. Bechinas tzedakah. Avoid the satzdaka. Zebuchina says the arvin sees the galach kia oirev who betivo achzori. And in this sipor, this hapich lerachmanus the chalkel es elio. Oh, very good. So Hashem Yisbarach was mara to us. Hashem showed us what is the avoid the satzdaka by turning the oirev achzori, right? Like Chazal say, the oirev is achzori albonov, right? Lios. Achzari albanav ka'orev, right, in the, based on the pasuk shchoyres ka'orev, I believe, right, Chazal say, liot achzari albanav ka'orev. So the Chazal tells us that orev is an achzer, and Hashem showed that the orev was nishapich, to be mechalkel as Eliyahu. So, also, by the way, a few yediyas that are important to understand the mimer, I'll fill in if I see that they are essential and will help us understand the mimer. And in the same sense, we need for avoid the satzdaka. V'chol hanadive lev, we're just going to finish the ice and then we can shmooze. V'chol hanadive lev, kol mishu nadvan, tzarech leilich v'lavar betchila derech b'china zoi. A person who is a nadvin needs to go through this. B'china zoi, b'china zesa arvim. D'haynu she'b'tchila tzurichim l'shaber achzarius shalahem. Ma she'yesh lehem achzarius b'tchila l'hofler achmonas lis nadiv l'tztaka kanal. All the nadivim need to go through this in order to be zoicha to give tzedakah karoi. Karoi, the Rebbe here talks about a way of giving tzedakah that's not karoi. Right, which is without breaking achzarius. You're giving tzedakah al teva arachmanis. That's not karoi, right? That's not.
It says lishma karoi.
No, meaning that's what the Rebbe is saying. There's a way karoi to get tzedakah, and then there's a way that's not the avoidus at tzedakah. Is it still mitzvah tzedakah? Yeah, of course, the mitzvah tzedakah. You gave money. Funny, but it's not avoid the tzedakah. It's not lakuta maran.
Maybe you're saying more than that. Are you saying that davka when it's actually called tzedakah is when it's done to be mishaber the achzarius, because it brings vessel or mizvus nechagel zebechinas tzedakah. That's davka tzedakah.
Yes, that's right. That's avoidus hatzedakah. Avoidus hatzedakah. You're 100% right. Is when we're mahapich achzarius, which we don't know what that is. Let's again back up. We didn't hack out what achzarius is yet. We didn't hack out what rachmonis is yet. We didn't hack out what nesinas hatzedakah is yet. Like I said, it's going to take a lot of time, patience, and knowing that we don't know anything if we want to really juice out the key of my mimer, the avoidus of mimer. But yes, for sure, pashat pshat is tzedakah, nikra shame tzedakah is lahopich achzarius terachmanis, right? And chutz mizeh, it's not called avoidus of tzedakah. Again, halachically. Are you giving? Is it mitzvah tzedakah? Sure, we're not talking halachically. We're talking in avoda.
The Rambam says that as an Indian to give a few people rather than one.
Right.
Because the Ikka mitzvah, tzedakah, tavayda, and the sin, and that the effort
very
given.
Nice. Very nice. And how it changes your midas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, you see that in the mitzvah, the diary of the mitzvah itself, you see that it's the Indian here is not just the giving, but it's the working on the middah of being nice. And
So now I'm thinking, right, just back to the, again, I don't mean, obviously don't mean rechness, I'm not talking about a person, I'm talking an idea, but just let's the sabres oizen, a gvir, a person who gives, a chaya, that's a rachman b'teva, does that person, isn't he now excluded from mitzvah tzedakah? You have a guy who's, that's his... He's a gvirish guy. He gets stuck. So it's his thing. Is he now excluded from mitzvah set stuck?
He still has a pool.
What?
He has a pool.
Very good.
Yeah. Or it could be the raya that it's that the Indian is telling the kavana. And if he does it, because it turns into rachmanis, that's changing his kavana. He's doing it for the kavana of the mitzvah. But if he does it,
he doesn't
it's naturally rachman. Then he has to. His avoda isn't to turning
the
Chazari's
reference
is turning his kavana into kavana
of
Nesim
Tzedakah. Oh, I hear that.
You're bringing
the
third thing.
I hear that.
There's also this little word of
Oda
that doesn't appear before.
Maybe. Because I don't know if that would fall together Achzarius.
So
maybe. Because the way that I see it, maybe he's right. Because the way that I see it, we can get to Chazarius for a second now. The way that I see it, maybe, is a guy who's Teva, Rachman, to give Tzedaka. It's almost something nebuch about it. I don't know.
It's a little bit egoistic.
Also, he's giving it because of the Rachmanis, not that if he would be giving it without, not because of the Rachmanis. Even if he has that Rachmanis, but even if he's doing it not because of the Rachmanis, then there wouldn't be that chesaron and it would be a avoda.
Right. Meaning, in that moment, there's something nebuch about giving. I'm a good guy. I'm giving. I mean, you don't really see what you're doing. As an avoida, I'm a cow, I'm a chaya getting milked. I'm not doing an avoida. There's not something nebuchy about it, or egotistical, or there could be some people who are born more fixed in certain areas. Right. Also, I mean, you're
a person who's born with the nishmas at tzaddik, and he's a mashpia, and he's a nice, and his avoida is mamish at the end of the spitz of Midas and Asina. It's not a.
Right, you're saying the Rebbe's lashon is teva. It's not like he ended up with a lot of money. This is who he is, a good guy.
Yeah. And everyone has their battles and where they're holding on naturally. And the Rebbe says that the avoda of tzedakah is in the battle of tzedakah. And the person who's a rachman.
But then those people are now excluded from tinyan adalid.
Why? I'm sure they also have their battles and stuck in their pchinas at the end.
So this is what gvul is a shmuel. Gvul. Yeah. Right. There's a gvul that a person hits where that's now being mishaber achzarius.
It also be that sometimes, for example, let's say there's some rich person who wants to give lots of money to a Moses or something, and they give him a nice plaque. So that's one thing. Or he could give.
But what's that? What are you saying? What is that?
And would it also?
It's in my kesher.
With his giving, he's also getting a bit because it comes with some cover.
That does.
Whereas he gives like a more normal.
So being the Shabbat Achzarius is saying, don't give me a plaque.
No, not so. I'm saying maybe if he said that the Rambam says that giving more people, he's saying is the scene to give a lot of people rather than meaning to do that in such a way that it won't cause him to get as much from it. And if it's
had
covered, maybe that would also be a way of being
Mishabed. Interesting. I like it. Okay, so let's another example. All right, Ria Kadr says to give tzedakah before davening. So you reach into your pocket, take out a shekel, and you give tzedakah. is that tzedakah? I'm saying you have a shekel in your pocket. What's there? I'm just spitballing. I don't know. Once again, I don't know. I'm spitballing. I don't know. I'm thinking.
Kavanah. I'm saying you could, if you want to get to the full kavanah of the Arizal. So it's not just to give it. It's to consciously be aware that you have something and you're giving it. Can we mishaver the midat zarius in one shafah? You're giving it just conscious.
So that's what he's saying. That the Teva. I'm zooming in a little on Teva. Teva is... Because, no, that's what I'm getting to.
You said there's a lot of people who would actually do it.
That's what I'm getting to, is that the Chaya, the Geder Chaya is Belidas. Geder Odom is Das. Geder Chaya is Belidas. Teva's Belidas. Teva's Belidas. And I like that the fact that the Achzorius here, the Achzorius is Be'etzim the Shiver Nateva. What you were saying, what you guys were both saying, is that it's easy for a person to just say, like, oh, I have a shekel, I'm putting it in the pushka. Amazing. But to now, to be Meshaber, that Teva of like, yeah, I'm giving, I'm fine, I'm Mekayim the Arizal, but Teva, either you're getting used to something, I like that. That's good also. I like Gvul, I like that, I like habit. Each, Gvul, I like the Gvul, Shtickle, Teva, they're both speaking to me a lot. I like that you get used to Kavona. And yeah, all the other Tzimtzumim of a guy giving, maybe spreading the giving so that he doesn't get all the accolades of being a noisin. Yeah, but that's, I'm trying to keep it more localized. Yeah, we could go out more into different examples and whatever, and then use those examples to apply it here. In your example, it's a good call. COVID, avoiding COVID, yes. But just to keep it more localized,
keep it more... a vote of getting the money itself that made by these rich people, their vote of their business is ba'etzem for the tachlis of tzedakah. So when they focus, it can also be for them, even going with them, if they're doing the work for the sake of the tzedakah, that also is, so they can give tzedakah, that also, and they're putting more effort into their work for that, that's also called bringing the exodus, because they're putting more effort into their work.
Yes, but you're skipping steps. I'm trying to keep it, that's something we'll get to. Let's keep now very local. I agree, meaning that's something we're filing, and how tzedakah and Ois Aleph and Tinyon Adalid isn't just applicable when you're in a matzah of giving money. Where it's tzedakah, in many places in the Kutei Lachos, tzedakah just means a ma'isa mitzvah. Tzedakah is the most asiyah dekezach that we have. It's money, it's giving money, and tzedakah means that in any mitzvah really, we have to be mahapich achzarias derachmanos, and that's true, and we're going to get to all of those things, and that we're going to get to the avoda, and really that's how we're mekayim the whole Torah dalet together, is when the whole mimer is mekusher miroish atzoyf atzoyf adroish, so every ois has to be kol of every ois, so we will get to a point where tzedakah means much more than giving money. But until we get there, we have to go darga acher darga. But yes, we will get to, for sure, masumatan, to kavona masumatan, up to give tzedakah. Ulai, meaning maybe, yes, I don't know. Maybe that's not what the Rebbe is saying. We will get to general. What's rachmanus, right? What's rachmanus, meaning... Let's say like this, right? I could speak from this place, right? Achzarius. Maybe it's stuck on me. Maybe we can go what darga deeper, right? Like Chazal say, ain't oni elo? Ain't oni elo minadas. So ulai. Again, ulai. Ulai, the Ikar Tzedakah is that we're all aniyim. We're all aniyim. We're all aniyim b'das. We're aniyim b'das. What does it mean to be an oni b'das? What does it mean to be an oni b'das? Ah, ulai. What does it mean to be an oni b'das? Oni b'das means that you're an achzori, you're an achzer on yourself. That you're an achzer on yourself. You're not mitchazek. You're not chai. Guy learns seder alimud, and then immediately throws it in the garbage. Guy puts on tefillin in the morning. Right? And then he's walking out of the Beis Medrash, puts it in the trash. Shem Yirachim. Oni b'das. You did a mitzvah and you're not samech. You're nothing. You have no seichel. No das. You're not alive. No chiyus. In oni b'das. So that's the chazaris. So what's tzedaka? Again, ulai. I'm not stamping this. I'm not sealing that this is pshat. Ulai. Now, avoid this tzedaka is a constant avoid though. L'hofich the chazaris. To rachmanis, like it says in Tinyan Ches. Right, that the ikir sibas has srachakos, person's misrachik from kedusha because of the kol mochiach she'enu karui. And I don't like to mix drinks, so I'm not going to get too deep into tinyan ches. But we have such a teva, like the Rebbe says here. We have such a teva to be achzorim on ourselves, to hear to be. To be mechiach ourselves in a way that's she'enu karai, whether it's because we grew up in a certain system, and it doesn't have to be so dramatic. It could just be like, even if I'm not involved in esek halimud, then because what? Because Yiddishkeit is teira, and if I'm involved in esek halimud, then I'm bevadei not mechubar to the Ibishta right now, and then I'm just living teva. I'm just in teva, and not even. Meaning it's an achzori, it's a teva of rachmonis, that's batsim, it's achzorius, because, yeah, sure, teva, a good husband. Teva, you don't want to get divorced. Divorce is messy, it's expensive, right? So your wife forgot to clean the house, so you're not going to come in and start yelling at her. That's absurd, that's mean, right? It's not nice. You don't want, and divorce is rough and it's embarrassing, so you're not going to yell at her. So Rachmanis, Beteva. Right? Or you want to be a good daddy, good tati, or you want to be a good friend, or you want to be like just a good, like just a chir chevraman. It's not your chevraman. Chevraman. Beteva, you're Rachman. People are drawn to you. You're a nice guy, you're a fun guy. Beteva. Etzim et achzorius. It's not das. It's no das. And that leads to Rachmanis. It leads to achzorius. Kipshuto, in the sense that we're constantly beating ourselves and murdering ourselves.
It's a big thing you just said. I just want to pause for what you just said. That because of what you said, that anything that's b'teva is not called avoida because you didn't break your achzarius. That means that your natural rachmanus is achzarius.
Yes.
That's what you just said. That's a very
big thing. Rachmi racham achzari. It's a posse. Rachmi racham achzari.
It's a huge nekula. That's a great connection. I love it. Yeah,
and then it turns into lemaisa chazarius in the sense of us.
I think you're so nice.
Right? Yeah. Exactly.
Right. And then we talk nice.
Yeah.
But you didn't do anything.
Right.
It's all as your account. You're yeah.
Chai.
Yeah.
Chai.
Yeah.
I think that is the chazarius. The fact that you're just going up to your
exactly. It's rachmir shoyim
achzari. I think it's mamish in the thing. Zrichim l'shaber achzarius. There ik kimishu racham betivoy. Ein zevoida. So what does that mean? So what is my teva? I mean, my teva is even though it's it looks like anybody was watching it would see like it's rachmanis.
Yeah.
But it's achzari. It's because I didn't break it. Then there's an achzarius lurking. It's an achzarius plastered with rachmanis.
Right.
It's a
Right.
It's a huge nekuda. Yeah. You're really giving it to yourself.
And then it's either
for yourself, or you're hard on yourself, or because it has a gvul, it's built in that because there isn't the avodas Hashem that's pushing you.
Also, the avzaris is you don't have that.
You're missing consciousness. You're just on a trip.
Yeah.
You're just doing.
Also, look at this. This is the way it says it. It says Gam Kama Chayas Shem Rachman Betivim. Have you heard of the Shabrak Zaris? What is Zaris? It's the Rachman. It should have that zone line.
Lachofka the Rachmanes.
Meaning,
you're
being
mechadish
that.
Not being mechadish anything. I think this is Rebbe's possibly saying.
Right. Yeah. You're saying we could be disconnected from ourselves.
And then, in addition, the Lakutei Lachos. So the first klal I mentioned was Kesher Maimer. The second klal is called Minei Ubei. That it's all happening. Minei Ubei is in twofold. That any question you have on a line or a word or whatever, then you have to find the answer in the Maimer itself. Right? We're not looking for answers in the Ariya Kaddish. We're not looking for answers in the Zara Kaddish. Those are all helpers, additions. The answers are in the Gemara. And Minei Ubei means that you can be Mekayim every ois at all times. In Dargis. And the way the Rebbe works is, this is Bechinas Tzedaka. And then he goes on and he says, but we're not Mekayim Tzedaka because we stink at X. But this is how you fix that. And then the way to fix that, we're not Makai that either because we're also bad at that. But then the way to fix that, meaning Darga Achar Darga, going from higher to lower. So we have a few different layers here to stop.
I just want to put together two things that you said. First of all, this amazing, amazing, amazing that what looks like Rachmanis is really Achzarius until you break it. He's talking about Rachmanis, but it's Achzarius. You have to Lahafcho to Rachmanis.
Right.
And that means that it's not conscious.
Well, that's a good point. Yes.
And that means that it's missing bias. You're just
in only other
bias. You're just stimulus response. You're just a cow. But I think also what you said at the beginning is so. Where do we experientially realize that it's Achzarius? How do you know that you're an Achzarius? The way that you, what we call today, negative self-talk.
Right,
the
way relate.
That we said the tefillin, that's like, that's where you can really feel b'muchash. You look like a nice guy. But you clearly don't have that, because the way you think about yourself.
Right,
inside.
but the call that you're hearing,
right.
The call of Mechiach is not karoi. It's not karoi. Meaning, and again, I'm not talking about the darkness of the abyss. I'm not talking so dramatically. I'm just, if a person does a mitzvah, then you have an avoida lachofich achzaris and rachmanis. To be male.
We gotta appreciate your mitzvahs. To be male, ki'ilu, you're a guy, right?
And that's by the way, that's the rabbi. That's the rabbi. We're all like on a park bench somewhere. Ripped jeans, gloves, missing fingers, stained shirt, and like all of a sudden we get a call from the IRS and they tell us, by the way, you had an uncle in Switzerland who died and he left you a massive fortune. And that's Daka. Every mitzvah they were doing, that's the avoidus, that's Daka. It's mahapich my whole life. It's mahapich everything. I'm now with das. I have rachmanis on myself. Merachim on myself. Yes, I'm a good boy. Whereas Beteva, we do the things to be a good boy. We check the box. We go to davening. But ultimately, we leave, and we say, missed it. Or like you're like a fresh starke bocher. You're still playing that narrative out. Like, shucks, I missed that davening, terrible davening. And then like now you're already like married for a few years, and you stop trying a long time ago. You're not even hearing. You're not even either being an active achzer on yourself. You just push it yeish, which again manifests often, right? Which manifests often in achzarius in the sense of, right? The way you view your life is brutal. Like Shabbos is coming, we're so nervous. We're gonna cry and go to sleep for a lot of the time, right? That was a different, the Baal Boss version of the Uncle Moshi song. Me and my wife like to sing it before our biz is coming. We're so nervous. I have a few young kids.
So nervous.
Yeah.
Maybe it's another level.
But a person saying to himself, 2 seconds, sorry. But a person saying to himself, Lo Margish, I don't feel Shabbos. Instead of being a smith, I'm wearing lavush, I'm wearing the big day Shabbos. Not the malacha. And then, little by little, giving yourself one pruta. Here's another pruta. I'm eating fish. Baruch Hashem. I'm eating gefilte fish. I'm mechayes of nekuda. Instead of being such an achzer, Omar Gish. I don't feel any Shabbos. I don't feel Kedusha, the darg of. I learned Sidur Shal Shabbos. It's not hitting, it's not going. Why is it not going? Being an achzer, and then even on a micro level, right? I'm not. The example I gave before was more macro. A guy 40 for 20 years was already gave up because why? Because in his second year in yeshiva, he was sitting next to a guy who mamish really knew how to learn, and I don't know how to learn. So then he's 40 years old, and now. He had been 20 years without chiyus, without rachmanis, without simcha. Which is why everyone's misrachic because of that.
But on the outside, it looks fine.
What?
On the outside, it looks fine.
Matzliya.
Matzliya. This thing of the chazir that the chazal say, he looks fine on the outside. He's not like gera. This inner, to chew your cut. Like, there's like, to re-chew, what did I just do? To re-chew.
Right. Rechewing.
Yeah,
I like that. Good phraseology. It's a good phraseology. So. Okay, we're still missing. But I'm happy with Vais Aleph to a certain degree. Yeah.
We're being Aksarian on the Shechina. And when we're not doing the mitzvah for the sake of Hashem, we're not doing for the Shem, it's Achazarius. We're not. And if we're just doing it, like the Chayos, which are the angels, they're just the Mativim, or just Rachmanim, they're serving Hashem. That's not tzedakah, that's not a voda, that's just Metzias. So you have to
It's not just like, if in Banagir you have a guy who's not religious, a total atheist, but he decides he wants to have more Rachmanis, and he breaks his Achzarius to give more. This is not what the Rebbe is talking about, right? It's avoid this stuff.
Avoid
that. There's a Y-axis over here. There's a Shechina axis. There's something. It's not just, I'm going to break my Achzarius.
I missed this.
Like somebody gave $1 million and they say, you know what, I'm going to break myself and give 10. You know? So great, but he had nothing to do with God. You could break your Achzarius, but that's not a Voda Satsaka. Right?
Meaning, but in the Moshal, meaning. Yosef Shmuel's Nekudav Gvul, in the Moshul sense, it's still being Meshaber
Azar. It was. It could be on a Midas level, I became a nicer guy. You know?
Right. But it's not a void, there is a y-axis here, there is a Shechina thing, but Shechina, yes, because right, we know that Tzedaka in the Ariya Kaddish is Kuch Bukho Shechinte. But just to wait to get to Shechina, meaning yes, Shechina, Yichud Kudra Shechinte. There has to be the groundwork. Shechina is like a whoa word, and then we have to be able to like breathe that in. Yes, but it's Emes Lamisa.
I love it too.
Ubefrat, because we know that Tzedaka and Ariya Kaddish is Halas Mon. Again, Yichud Kudra Shechinte, that's the Avodas Tzedaka. There were an Oyla Mateva. Right, which again is such a good point. It's either the Teva Rachmanus or the Achzorius that's not Nishapich Rachmanus. That's where a person finds themselves. The two opposite sides of the spectrum that we're living in without Chibur, to Kedusha, to Stichius and Kedusha, is either, I think this is what you pointed out, or what we're getting to in Ois Aleph, you're either living in a place of achzorius that you weren't mahapich yet, or teva rachmanus, either here or there. I mean, a yamenu small of tuma, meaning where we live, where we are, is either teva rachmanus, where like Reb Leibish is saying, you're a good guy, nice guy. This is you, like you were saying before, guy born a good guy, just like a good guy, does good things, just on the, you know, straight path, the guy we all hated in school, I'm saying, you know, like the, or me, or maybe you guys were that guy, I don't know, and I probably would have hated you. Just guy, you know, straight and narrow, good dude. That's A. Or you're in a deep place of achzorius, and you're not working to be mahapich terchum, and avoida, meaning Yiddishkeit, and tchilus atikin. I don't know dargis, because again, every turn look at the Maran is a whole derech of avoida, so I don't know where necessarily this falls, this part of the avoida falls, but at least now, let's say the tchilus avoida is either to snap out of the teva rachmanis, snap out of it, and to be the emes merachem in yourself, or to snap out of the shetif of achzorius that you're in and be mahapach at the rachmanis also.
Seems like mainly about the avodas, meaning the Shabbat, not the tap out of the tap.
I mean, listen, you answer that yourself. Meaning, answer it yourself. Where do you find yourself more often? I think the teva of a human being, of a Basar Vadam, is Mar Shchoira, or in this case, just again trying to strictly connect to the language of the Torah. The tev of a ben adam is achzorius. We're achzorim on ourselves. Yes, there are ben adam that are rachmanim mitivam, but rove of us, especially when a person has entered real life, is a person who's alive, like meaning not like alive, but you're like in the world, you know, you have to pay the bill, and right, our teva, especially in this space, is to be an achzer, to be an absolute achzer. Oni b'das. The shura tachtoina is your oni b'das.
Of course.
Kol v'seder. had everything going?
No. I had to stay late last night, so there were certain certain results. Well, there were those results, probably.
Oh, okay.
It's all good.
Yeshua's.
Would you like your coffee? Eventually, I will. Thank you.
Yeah, let everybody has to breathe. Let's breathe a little bit. So, Rant, I think that's a good point. That's a good point. The Loshan is definitely dealing more with Lahapicha Chazarius versus Teva Rachmanis. But they're both, the Shura Tachtona in both cases is you're an Oni Bedas. That's a Shura Tachtona. You require Tzedakah. You require Tzedakah. You require Nesinus HaTzedakah. Crying to see it's a tzedakah, whether to yourself or stam, like the Rebbe said, like my job is to bring you to Maisa, to do something. Okay. He would prod his chassidim to go raise money. He would say, "What are you sitting around doing nothing? Go do mitzvahs." He said, "This who here does mitzvahs? Go raise tzedakah. Go do something. Get off your tochis. Stop being this yaish and achzari ki'ilu. I have nothing to add to the world. I'm not shaveh anything. Okay, you know, I'll be in the cultural mezgeres of like a avreich and koilel because like I'm still within my first 11 years of marriage. So like it's fine. I'll still be in koilel, sure. But like, well, my son don't really add anything to the world. Not really. I'm just going avreich emtsai, like a middle of the road avreich. Right? Get up and do something. Get up and do a mitzvah." In the derech of Aisal, in the derech of being mahapich achzarius, the rachmanis, in the way of rachmanis, rachmanis and chiyus, shine. Time to go, shalom. Till next time.
Amazing.